There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin that relates to this week's Parsha, Parshas Yisro, and the Gemara tells us as follows. The Gemara says, Tana Mishum Rav Papayas. They taught in the name of Rav Papayas. You don't have this in front of you. You have the Tiferet Shlomo. We'll get to it in a second. But the Gemara says that Rav Papayas taught that it was a Genai Hula Moshe V'Shishim Ribo. It was a slap in the face. It was not appropriate. And the Torah is calling out Moshe Rabbeinu and the rest of the Jewish people, Shelo Amru Baruch Ad Sheba Yisro V'Amar Baruch Hashem. That until Yisro came onto the scene, no Jew had said Baruch Hashem. We did other things. We sang Shira. Somebody wants to come in? No? We sang Shira, and we gave Shevach, and we gave Hodah, and we did all types of lovely things. But nobody said Baruch Hashem. How could it be? Ask the Mefarshim on the Gemara, ask the commentators on the Psukim, that the Jewish people themselves never said Baruch Hashem. Bnei Yisrael stood at Yamsuf, they sang Shira, we gave all types of praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they sang with euphoria, jubilation, all the types of adjectives you want to describe the feelings of what was going on at that time, and all the miracles Hashem did for them. What exactly are we being told over here about the difference between what Yisro did when he said Baruch Hashem, and what Bnei Yisrael had done until that point? So I want to learn together with you a piece from the Tiferes Shlomo. The Tiferes Shlomo is Rosh Shlomo of Radomsk, one of the great Hasidic rebbes in the 1800s, and he makes a very, very beautiful point related to this week's parsha. He says, "Vayomer Yisro Baruch Hashem Asher Hitzel Eschem Yad Mitzrayim Umiyad Paro Asher Hitzel Eschem Mitachis Yad Mitzrayim." Everybody has in the back. Yeah? So, what does that mean? We have to contemplate. Mahu harabusa shel sheva chazeh so Yisro. What exactly is Yisro adding over here? That he, Torah is telling us that he praised Hashem shenichta b'Torah, mashlo nichta kamo b'chol b'nei Yisrael. What is Yisro doing differently? What is being highlighted about what Yisro is doing as opposed to what the Jewish people were probably doing already? He says, Shabali Safik, Elef Todos, Kamohu, Amru B'nai Yisrael, Achar Hagula. Obviously, B'nai Yisrael expressed thousands of thanks to Hashem, V'lo Nichtuv B'Torah, but it wasn't written in the Torah. Achinek Siv Hashmieni Es Kolech, Ki Kolech Arev. The Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim that Hashem tells us that I hear your voice because your voice is sweet. This is the source in other areas for the Isra of a man to listen to a woman sing Kol Isha. But here we're going to say a different drasha. Hashmieni es kolechi kolech arev. Arev means sweet. If something is arev, it means it's sweet. Hakavana bezeh al derech shekosuv ki avdecha arev es hanar. When Yehuda is talking to Yaakov, he says that I will be an arev. What's the other meaning of arev that's not same letters, but not sweet? What's the other meaning of arev? Kol Yisrael? Arev himzev ezeh. What does that mean? They're responsible, they guarantee that every Jew is a guarantor. Everyone is there to make sure that everybody gets what they need to do. So Yehuda tells Yaakov, I will guarantee the safety of Binyamin when we go down to Mitzrayim. And therefore, Dihine, Kenu ha'ikr mash mispal adam al chavero, b'sas b'samech b'shiwaso, when you daven for a friend, when you rejoice at another friend's simcha, that you are happy when other people get good things. Hu al rosham, this is on your mind. Because unfortunately what happens is that people are happy for themselves. They're happy for their own successes, their own simchas, their own benefits, and their own happiness. But when it comes to other people, says the Tiferet Shlomo, we don't always have the same simcha. V'sameachu rak b'tovas atzmo, hinei zet meguna ma'od. It's very disgusting, says the Tiferet Shlomo, that a person only has a sense of happiness and a sense of calm and a sense of satisfaction when he has things go well for himself. But when other people get things, or other people are successful, or other people have accomplishments, okay, it's very nice, but it doesn't make me happy.
Aval derech hatzadikim, the ways of the righteous, vayisharim, and those who go in the proper path, who lachalos l'tzapos, to wait and to be happy and to look forward, al tovas chavero, the well-being of your friend, u'ischai v'satzma over chavero, and to push oneself for one's friend, v'hinei zehu b'chinas ha'arvo shel b'nei Yisrael, shekol Yisrael arevim zeh bazeh. What it means to guarantee for another Jew means that you are happy and you rejoice with another Jew. Generally, a guarantor means that I go to a bank and I borrow $100,000 and the bank looks at my line of credit and they look to see what my income is. And sometimes the bank will say, you're borrowing a lot of money, but you're making this type of salary. And I see this is how much money you have in the bank. There is a chance, statistically, that you might not be able to pay back the loan. So what the bank will say is you need to have a guarantor sign. You can take out the loan, but only if you get the permission of another person to say that if I default and I can't pay back, this person will step in and clean up my mess. That's what it means to have a guarantor. Here, it's the same idea, that you are interested. I am backing up. I'm there for you just like I'm there for myself. Just as if it's own my, just like it's my own loan, and I would step in and take care of it, so too for your own loan, I would step in and take care of it. And that, says the Tiferes Shlomo, the same thing is said by the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer, is that Yisro is the first person to say, Baruch Hashem for someone else's success. We have all types of Baruch Hashems, and all types of rejoicing and shears and thanking Hashem, gracious the beginning of Shmos, when people themselves are saved. But where do we find in the Torah that someone comes and says, I'm so happy for you. I'm so excited in your success, what you have accomplished, for your miracle, your good fortune. Baruch Hashem asher hitzil eschem miyad Mitzrayim u'miyad paro. I'm so happy for you, what Hashem did for you, not for me. This was the shevach of Hashem for providing for others, having nothing to do with Yisro himself. It's easy to say Baruch Hashem when we succeed and great things happen to us. But I think if we're being honest with ourselves, we all know that it's much more difficult to have that same sense of Baruch Hashem when someone else gets something and you do not directly benefit. The Alter of Kelm would say that it is much more difficult to feel the happiness of a person than it is to feel their pain, right? It's easy to say, thank God it wasn't me. What a terrible tragedy. It's easy to go and to bring over food for someone who's suffering, to give them a phone call, and to give them a pat on the back, and to, you know, say, it's going to be better, I'm going to be there for you. That's much easier, because you're in a position on top, and that person's on the bottom. So you look down from your person and say, oh, Nebuch, fill in the blank, but I'm here to comfort you. I'm here to look out for you. You feel like a big tzaddik. It's not so easy to have that same sense of being happy for another person when, or looking there for another person, be interested in another person, when your friend's going on a great trip. It's much more difficult to be excited, you know, for January break in Palm Springs, Miami, or LA, while you're sitting in frigid Long Island. It's hard to feel and say, oh, it's so nice that you can go to Cancun during January. I'm so happy for you. I'm going to go put my parka back on. That's a hard thing to say, to feel that a person should sense that I'm happy for what you have and truly rejoice, and not to feel, not even bitter. Again, person's going to sit and say, I'm bitter that you got to go on vacation, I didn't. Okay, that's an issue of Ezu Ashir Samech Mechalko. But not just be like, Parv, no, I'm so happy you got to go away. That's so beautiful. You had such a difficult semester. You had a lot going on. I feel so good that you were able to take time for yourself and be able to do something for your own benefit. That is a much higher level, says the Alter of Kelm. There's a psychologist. Her name is Esther Wachitsky. She's a very successful, celebrated teacher. She wrote a book called How to Raise Successful People. So in her book, she comments that Americans don't know how to rejoice at somebody else's success. She feels it's an American problem. In fact, she writes, there isn't even an English word to describe that concept. That's how far it goes in America. But do you know something? In Judaism, in Yiddishkeit, there is a word. We have a word in Yiddish that is meant to design, to express the feeling, to be happy for somebody else's successes. But first, let's explain the word with a story.
a malach appears to a man walking down a street, and the malach, or the nabi, or the genie, whoever you want to fill in the blank, goes to the person and says, it's your lucky day. He says, you can have anything you want, unlimited qualities, tell me exactly what you want, and I'll give you whatever you would like. The thing, though, is, he says, there's one catch. Whatever you ask for yourself, I'm going to give your next-door neighbor double that. So if you ask for $1 million, your neighbor's going to get $2 million. The man starts thinking, and he starts going nuts, and he can't think of anything. And he says, well, if I get a car, he's going to get two cars. And if I get a new kitchen, his kitchen's going to be twice as big as me. And if he gets, you know, tickets to the Super Bowl, if I get tickets to the Super Bowl, he's going to have twice as many tickets. It's going to be miserable. I can't do any of this. So finally, the guy says, oh, I know what to do. I want you to make me blind in one eye. Meaning that their neighbor will go blind in two eyes. Because a person is so bitter often when we see the well-being of other people. It would make me happier that I should suffer a little bit and not see my friend be successful. He should at least suffer as bad as me. Because it's much easier to be the guy with one eye and say, oh, Nebuch, he has two eyes. He can't see out of two eyes, and I can see out of one. And that's a much easier thing for people to do. What we call in Yiddish is to be nisht farginen. The word in Yiddish, to look at the success of another person, is to be fargin. That is a word we only have in Yiddish. It is so popular that it's been adapted into modern Hebrew, lehit fargin. In modern Hebrew means to feel the well-being of another person. And there is no equivalent in Yiddish. It describes the generosity of spirit. It's an unselfish, empathetic joy that something good has happened or might happen to another person. To fargin. And that is something that we all can develop in a different way. Rav Chaim Friedlander, the Mashgiach and Panovich, the famed Talmud of Rav Dessler. So he writes in his Sifsei Chaim Midos Avodas Hashem about the concept of being no sibalim chaver. Let's read together what he writes. He says, Namtsinu lemeidim, we can learn. Ki mailos no se ba'ol. The level of to be no se ba'olim chavero. We all know what that means, right? To carry the burden of somebody else. Eino rak maila el yona bechesed. It's not like a very high level that very special tzaddik can have. Elohu maila yisodis v'kochos ha-nevesh. It's actually a maila in being a human being. Okay? It's not about being a tzaddik. It's about being a human being. Shebesocha malos rabos. Alidei zocha adam l'torah. And through this, a person can merit Torah, nevuah, and be a leader in Klai Yisrael. V'achein ro'im eich v'dol Yisrael mufila'im b'maila zu. Think about people that you respect, great Torah leaders, and think about how they act. Probably they all have in mind that they care deeply about other people. Kasher misafrim lahem saros haprat baklal. When you tell a gadol b'Yisrael the difficulties of other people, efshar lachush eich mishtafim b'tzar kilu zut saros hapratim, as if it applies to them. If anyone has ever had the opportunity or the chance to see Rav Schechter, when Rav Schechter hears, you know, difficult information, where he tells a story that's difficult about another person, Schechter cries all the time. Because for that split moment, when he's reflecting on that person who's suffering, or the difficulty of that person, it becomes his pain. And he feels it for a moment, and he leads him to cry. Imo anochi b'tzara, says Hashem. And we want to be like Hashem. We want to be there with other people's pain. The problem of another person becomes my problem. We look and we search to find a way to help them. As if he would take care of his own problems. Then, on the next page, Rabbi Friedlander says, Ha'avoda al malos no sebol eina mitztametzes b'hishtatfus b'tzaro shel hazulos b'lvad. But a person who's working on being no sibalim chavero, to care deeply about another person, is not just about pain. Hano sibaol mizdehaim kol hagashoso shahazulas. No sibaol, to carry for other persons, applies to all emotions. Chai umargisho sokilu hayazehu atzma. And whatever it is he feels in himself. Lachen kashem shuhu margish est saro shahazulas kilu saro tzayushi. Just like I'm upset and I'm sad when I see another person suffering and going through difficulties and a problematic period in their life. He says, Kach hu mishtateich b'simchaso shel hazulas hu margish ki uhu simchaso yishas. The same nida applies to being mesameach another person's simcha.
another person's wedding, another person's engagement party, another person's bas mitzvah, another person's whatever it may be, hakmas to sefer Torah. You go to that event with the feeling, well, that's my event. That's my simcha. It's my sister going to be there. It's my deep relative going to be there. My close relationship that's going to be there. And I'm going there because it's my simcha. Adam ha-mishtatef b'chasunas chavero, in osezos rach b'gal shum hizminoso. It's not because you got an invitation in the mail. Elakevan shum margish simchas chavero hu simchaso. That's my simcha. That's my friend. And they're going through an amazing experience. I'm going to be there to rejoice with them. That's why you go to a chasna. Not because you got an invitation and you're bored, you have nothing to do at night. You go because I'm going to rejoice with them and I'm going to sense that. Ukiluhu echad b'yam shmacha, like you're one of the family. Avodizu edena pshuto kokach. Says Rabbi Friedlander, it's not pasha. This is not an easy thing that everyone can access. Kim sheish bezeh es cheshbanos ha'ani. Because we always have our ego in the way. And all types of personal egotistical reasons might be why you would go to a wedding. But only if you are no seba'ol, only if I carry whatever that person goes through, can I really go to that wedding in that way. And to make it part of yourself, that your friend's rejoicing now becomes your rejoicing. This, says Rabbi Friedlander, is the exact same thing of being no siba'ol im chavero. Rav Mordechai Pogromansky was one of the great Talmid Chachamim after the Holocaust. Recently, a couple years ago, put out a biography of him, a very fascinating individual, a brilliant Eloi in many different areas. Rav Mordechai Pogromansky. So, Rav Mordechai Pogromansky would say that if you feel the pain of another person, it's simply being a ben adam. It's simply being a human being. If you don't feel the pain of another person, then you're not human. But to truly share the simcha of another person is the level of a malach. It's something to strive for. To really feel happy when other people get things that you don't have, or even if you have them already, that is a higher level. But we have to develop the capabilities to not only feel the pain of another, but to also feel the pleasure and the happiness of other people. Did anyone take to heart what Yisro did? Did anybody at that time in this week's parsha say, do you know what? Yisro is making a very special statement that I'd like to adapt as well. To say Baruch Hashem about the happiness of others? I would say yes. I would say, perhaps, the person you would not expect. His son-in-law, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock, and he's told by Hashem that after you hit the rock, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael, and he's not going to be there with the Jewish people. Now, there are a number of times in Chumash where Hashem tells Moshe, go to a mountain and look in to Eretz Yisrael. Why does the Torah note that Moshe is surveying the land? What does it mean? And also, it would seem to be a little bit cruel. Why is it Hashem taking Moshe Rabbeinu? Essentially, you have, Lamashal, you have a child who you promise ice cream to, and the child misbehaves, right? So you're not going to take him out to ice cream anymore as a consequence. So what do? You put the kids in the car, you drive 5 minutes to the ice cream store, you go, and you go up to the window of the ice cream store and say, hey, you see all those flavors in there? Look inside. You're not going inside. Okay, let's get back in the car, and we're going to go home. Now, I assume we would call that cruel parenting, correct? If your parent did that to you, you probably have a lot of years of therapy and a lot to talk about. So what's Hashem doing here with Moshe? Moshe, could you just go to that and look? Do you see it? Yeah, that Eretz Yisrael, it is beautiful. It's amazing, but you're not going to go there. Okay, you can come back down now. What's going on here? Look at the Ramban. Look what the Ramban says at the end of the Torah. The Ramban says, V'tam hamara hazos, the reason for this sight, asher hareyu, that he showed him, is v'avur shehais ha'aretz malea kol tov. The land is filled with all things that are good. Tzvi l'chol ha'aretzos. It is the beauty of all the land. U'me'asher ha'yagali l'fanav. And since he knew the great love that Moshe Rabbeinu had, rov ava for Klal Yisrael, she'a Moshe Rabbeinu Ovis Yisrael, simchu b'ravos ha'tova b'ros einav. He wanted him to rejoice in the abundant goodness that he would see with his own eyes. Hashem knew Moshe Rabbeinu very well. And Hashem knew that Moshe Rabbeinu had this midah to be forgiven, to care deeply and to be happy for other people. So you know what he did? He said, Moshe, Do you want to see all of the goodness, all of the beauty the Jewish people are going to have? Come with me. Come up to the mountain. I want you to have a piece and to taste a little bit all of that amazing land of Israel they're going to have. Because Hashem knew Moshe's personality. If he thought that Moshe was going to be dying on the inside and was going to eat him up, Hashem would never do that. Hashem's not cruel. But he did it because he knew Moshe would appreciate it. He knew Moshe would get a geschmack out of it. Moshe would say, oh, they're so lucky. I'm so happy for them. My Bnei Yisrael are amazing. They are so fortunate. What a simcha for Klal Yisrael. That was the reaction that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to have. Rav Aryeh Tzvi Fromer was the Kuzhal Lover Gaon. The Kuzhal Lover Gaon was the last Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin in Poland. And he was also an outstanding genius. He was an expert in halacha and Kabbalah, and he mixed the two together. Beautiful ideas in Hashkaf and Kabbalah and Shalos and Shuvas as well. So he writes in the Eretz Tzvi, he says, the best way that you can master the 10th commandment, Lo Sachmor, in this week's Parsha, not coveting, is to strive to work in your Avos Yisrael. And he says that, I didn't bring a few over here, but I'll just read you what he says. He says, Yagil v'yismach al kol chamudos ha-tevel asher asher yira eitzel chavera. If you are happy for other people, says the Kuzhal Glover, then you will not violate Lo Sachmor. If you really love other people, and you really are happy for other people's successes, it is not possible to covet other people's things. V'yisaneg al rav tu shareu. And you really rejoice in the well-being of other people. Kilu hayelo l'atzma kol eila, v'zuderach hakrov l'hatzil melo sachmod. This is the key to escape Lo Sachmor. Okay, Ibn Ezra has another famous chat. Ibn Ezra gives the mashal of the country boy who wants to marry the daughter of the king. It's obviously way out of his reach. It's not for him. And therefore, you know, he would never desire something. Ibn Ezra says, you won't violate Lo Sachmor, desiring other people's things, if you know that that's for them and this is for you. And Hashem gave you exactly what you need. Says the Kuzhal Glover, I have a different mahalach. If you love other people and you're happy for other people, then you won't be jealous of them. Right? If your friend gets a new car, if your friend gets a new piece of jewelry, if your friend is having success in relationships and you love that person, so you're not going to desire that thing because you love them and you want them to have that success. That is the key how to work on Lo Sachmor. A person should go to a simcha and they should feel that it's your simcha. And when you hear about a new job that someone gets, you should try to feel like your own sibling or your own parent got that job. And when a person is renovating a house or they get a new car, what do people usually say? Where'd they get the money from for that? Who's paying for that? I know how much they make. What a selfish response. The response should not be, who do they think they are? How could they pay for such a thing? That's a total violation to be forgiven. Are the parents helping with them? Who's supporting them over here? Who cares? It's none of your business. The point is, why can't you be happy that they're putting in a new kitchen? Why is it making you bitter that they're having something nice? Why are you so angry inside that somebody else is having some success? You have to forgive. You have to care deeply for other people. Why not feel happy for their new growth, their new comforts, the new success that they have? The simcha of a friend is not a time to complain about the traffic to Brooklyn or the distance to Lakewood. Again, I'm not supporting Lakewood weddings for people from the five towns. I'm not supporting that. It's a long drive, and I get it. But if you're going to go and you're going to be happy, don't turn into a bitter, angry experience. Oh, I was so long. How can they just go and be happy? If your sister, your brother, relative got married in Lakewood, of course you'd go with simcha. You'd be happy to go and celebrate with them. Go with the intention that this is someone I care deeply about, and I want to be mesameach them, and I want to be there for them, because I love them deeply, and I want to be there for them. We have to try to find the inner spark to feel happy for our friend, and our personal concerns aside. If you were invited to a wedding, a shalom zachar, a bas mitzvah, whatever it is, then make the effort to go, and to be no seib olam chaveiro. Because if you invited that person to your simcha, you would also want them to schlep. If I didn't want the person to come, then I wouldn't have invited them. If I'm inviting them, it's because I want you to come. If you can't come, then you can't come. You have a prior engagement. That's okay. But if you were invited, then go with the feeling of being no seib olam chaver. Go with the feeling that I'm going because I want to rejoice with this person. That is what Yisro taught Bnei Yisrael. I just want to end you with two things. I want to end with a beautiful piece from the Yisod, the Shorosh HaAvodah, of Alexander Ziskind, was of the generation of the Vilna Gaon. And he wrote a monumental work
about Avodas Hashem, specifically davening and the Moadim and other things as well. It is a book that is steeped with Yerushimayim, a lot of Kabbalah is brought there as well. Art Scroll, for some reason that I don't understand, just translated into English. I don't understand what the, obviously somebody gave money for it, I'm not exactly sure why. It's a beautiful sefer. If you could read it in the Hebrew, with the, every Hebrew edition comes with a Hebrew translation of the Zohar, and if you want to use the English, it's there as well. Beautiful things to give a person a shot of Yerushimayim, and their davening, their mitzvos, things like that. Rav Alexander Ziskin was the only person to observe and to see the execution of the Ger Tzedek of Vilna, the Graf Potocki, who we've spoken about in different areas, the Ger Tzedek of Vilna in the lifetime of the Gra, who was a Polish noble who converted to Judaism, and he was killed by the Catholic Church for conversion, and he gave up his life to Dal Kiddush Hashem, even though he had the chance to get out, he gave up his life. The Vilna Gaon said it was the biggest Kiddush Hashem of his lifetime, and no Jews were allowed to go observe the execution, because he was making Kiddush Hashem, the Polish people didn't want them to see it, and Alexander Ziskin dressed up like a Polish, you know, poor person in an outfit, and he went in, and he went there so he could answer Amen to the bracha of Dayan Kiddush Hashem that the Ger Tzedek made, and he went. He was a very kaddush, a very special person. Let's see what he writes here. He says, Nimsa, kishe adam mekayem mitzvah saseh shuvah haftal reicha kamocha. When a person fulfills the mitzvah of v'yahavtarecha kamocha, l'mashal sh'shomea sh'nolad ben l'reyehu. Let's say you hear that your friend, you know, is has a baby boy. V'shama simcha mamish kilu nolad l'oso ben. You should sense that simcha is as if you had a child. V'sameach simcha zu kedei l'kai mitzvah saseh sh'havtarecha kamocha. And when you have that sense, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of v'yahavtarecha kamocha. V'samach gam kein belibo, you should feel in your heart. Atsuma, rejoicing, that's great. Al Shaba Gam Kain Lahabori Yisparach Nachasruach Gadol, Shinolid Bomiyashilo Yisparach Shmo Nachasruach, Shiagdil Limud Torah, Lakai Mitzvah Sakadoshem. And also you should be happy that Hashem gets Nachas, that your friend had a baby boy, or that your friend did a mitzvah. You should be so, Hashem must be shepping Nachas, that this person is rejoicing, happy, and doing well. Nimtzim izos ha-simcha shel zeh ha-adam mikol hanal magia la-bor yisparach nachas gadol. And when you are b'simcha over your friend simcha, that gives nachas to a Kadosh Baruch Hu as well. V'zeh sesmeichem al-simchasein, we rejoice on other people's simchas. Nimtzim b'simchas hu ovid ha-adam la-bor yisparach avod ha-gadola batzum al-ein keitz v'sachas. He says, you know how to turn a wedding into an aspect of Avodas Hashem? When you work on yourself to be happy at another person's simcha, that gives nachas to Hashem, and that is a form of avodas Hashem. Because now you're turning that into serving Hashem. I'm doing it to give nachas to the Father. I'm doing it to give pleasure to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm going to this person's simcha with simcha, and that can make Hashem happy that we're all getting along, and we have to reicha kamocha. I'm not going to sing this for you, but if you didn't grow up in the country Yasi, then I'm sorry, you can always make it up. But this song from Country Yasi is all about what we're talking about, okay? Country Yasi has a song called Fargin. And he lays out everything we just said in rhyme. And he says, you know, we'll just look at the chorus. He says, so be happy for another, be it neighbor, friend, or brother. It's not easy when you're feeling blue. If you feel happiness for them, you can be certain that Hashem will make you happy and fargin you too. So be happy for another, be it neighbor, be your friend, or brother. It's not easy when you're feeling blue. If you feel happiness for them, you can be certain that Hashem will make you happy. And he goes on to explain the same idea. If the butcher drives a Lexus, or there's all these different things, the idea of Hachla Kamecha. So he actually sums up in a 4-minute song everything I just said in the last 28 minutes. So he says it very nicely, and it really speaks to that idea. Like Rabbi Friedlander said, it's not an easy avoda. It's hard. And like Rav Mordechai Pergamansky said, a ben adam, there's no simon chavero for difficulties. A malach is no simon when it comes to other people's simchas. But it's something we can strive for, it's something we can work upon, something we can be sensitive to be better, to be people who are forgiven. Okay?